At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody.
Happy Friday.
Happy birthday to my mom. Would have been her 98th birthday.
Happy birthday.
98.
That's nuts.
It's nuts, isn't it?
Well, what's nuts is she almost got there.
I know.
It'd be different if it was like, you know.
We're not sure, but we believe that one of my mom's aunts is still alive.
Her aunt?
Wow. Yeah. They were really close in age.
Oh, okay. It's one of those.
She'd be about 105.
Okay.
And I know
I'm like, is she 120?
She was alive a couple of years ago because my mom found her in a nursing home in California.
Huh.
But we didn't follow up or anything. Like, none of us ever knew her. But yeah. Even going back to like the 20s and the 30s, on my mom's side of the family, we had people living to over 100. So.
Dang.
Back when it was pretty tough to live to, you know, 80. So.
There you go, Dave.
Got that going for
me. So when do we say happy birthday and many more to you, it's probably going to be many more.
Yeah. Well, the Glover side of the family is as unhealthy as the Smith side was healthy, so it averages out.
Well, but you got both.
That's
true. You don't know which one took control.
Nope, you don't. So my birthday is tomorrow, and the guys took me to Katie's Pizza over at Ballpark Village today.
That's good.
Here's my cake.
Don't tilt it too much.
Stream. I love that Rachel had both my names put on. It says, happy birthday, Dave Glover, just in case there's another Dave here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we don't want Dave Murray to make any mistakes.
It's true.
Yeah, I don't trust him.
That's a nice cake.
Yeah.
Lunch was good, too.
Yeah, lunch was really good.
I had not been there before. It was good.
Thank you guys for that.
And it was a perfect day to sit outside.
Really was.
Until
so beautiful.
The speaker went off.
Except for that one thing.
Sounded like a clap of thunder.
That's
literally 8 feet from us.
Just about the loudest thing I think I've ever heard.
Same. I cannot think of something that I have heard that is louder than that.
And I had like a Karen moment too, because I don't like...
Rachel jumped a foot.
I was like, it scared me, and then I was scared, and I said, that just shouldn't happen. That's like not okay.
It scared me more than the sound.
Rachel snapped into Karen mode right out of the gate.
Well, I'm glad you did that, because that was my reaction, but I didn't say it. You're like, that's not okay. And I'm like, yeah.
It's, yeah, okay. It is actually
like,
not okay.
Whoever's test, it was not... Katie's thing.
No, it was Ballpark Village.
Yeah.
It was the main stage.
It was like, dude, who's ever testing that? You need to be a little more careful than
that. Yeah, I mean, they had it turned up to 11.
It was crazy loud.
I mean, like, that's how loud my concerts are, but they're not suddenly out of nowhere loud. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's quiet, 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 and all of a sudden it was just...
Yeah. Just one big burst.
One guy basically making one big-ass noise.
We saw Mr. DeWitt.
The third.
The third?
Walking in from the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little too far away, though. It would have been weird, I think, if I had run up and tapped him on the shoulder. It would have been like a little stalkerish. So I decided to just let it pass.
What, do you know you?
Yeah. You better.
I just didn't know how much you knew.
We've had dinner together.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it was at the stadium. It wasn't like we went anywhere like, oh, let's go. It was a big group thing.
Now, to what level, to your understanding, is the third involved?
Oh, he does. I mean, most of the time, like, the buildup was doing the business side, and that's what he's in charge of. But I don't think it's limited to that. I think he's, in on everything.
Yeah.
You know, DeWitt Jr., he's in on every baseball thing. He's very involved. He's very into it. He's been a baseball guy his whole life, so he's not just, you know, some rich guy that hasn't done it. I mean, he's been involved in the sport of baseball for a while, so he's very involved in baseball decisions, and I would imagine that that the third is, you know, at least tracking in that path.
Yeah. It's weird when you see people like that. I mean, like, he's not a celebrity, but it's, you know, it's a thing.
Well, I mean, it's just funny because, like, we're driving up, and I'm like, oh, I think that's Bill DeWitt III. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Because then when you saw him walk into the Cardinals office building, I'm like, ah, definitely. Yeah.
Kevin was very quietly and subtly saying behind him, well, if he walks into the stadium, we know that's him.
Yeah, well, it was a little bit of a distance, right?
Like, when we he's first passed, hear you, dude.
When we first passed, I don't care if he hears. He'd be like, hey, what's up? Stop talking. They all know I'm loud. You think anybody at the ballpark doesn't know I'm loud?
Did you guys see that they've offered Elon Musk a new pay package that, if he accepts it, would make him the world's first trillionaire?
If they reach the goals.
They reach the goals.
So the way I read it, when I read that story, was they're trying to get him to pay attention to Tesla more than anything else.
I just don't understand.
So that if he does that and they reach these financial goals, then he will be a trillionaire at the end of it.
I get that if you own a successful car company, Ford, Chevy, Tesla, you're rich. I guess I just don't. I don't know his history. I don't understand how you get to be the world's richest man. I know he owns more than that, but I just wouldn't think that Tesla would be all that profitable.
It varies, but it's very valuable because of it's advanced in the tech space.
Yeah.
But he's doing more. He's got the boring company. He's got all kinds of stuff. But that business. This gets into the shady part, right? Not shady, but the gray area of big business, because a lot of it's about valuation, not profit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's about your stock price and how much people are into the business.
Yeah.
And
what's worth on paper.
What's your what do they call that? It's not
your net worth.
What part of how much of the market you take up? Your cap. I don't know, something capital.
Market cap.
Something like that. And listen to me giving a business lesson.
Liquid capital.
But the point is that it's not necessarily just this is how much they profit, but this is how people value it overall, and that's with stock investments and things like that.
You know what made me mad? I think you guys will get this. It's kind of a weird thing, but yesterday Trump hosted like the Big Five, you know, Zuckerberg and Altman and Gates and all these guys, where they do the state dinners at the White House. And so here's Trump sitting there, a billionaire. Here are all these other guys sitting there, a billionaire. And there's this beautiful long table all adorned with these gorgeous yellow flowers. You know what really made me mad? We paid for those flowers. All of us peons paid for those flowers so that the experience could be a little better for all of these billionaires. And I don't even know what I mean by that. I don't expect them to pay for their own flowers. It's the White House.
They don't need flowers.
But it just pisses me off that, like, we're paying for all that. We're paying for the food. We're paying for the china. We're paying for the flowers so all of these billionaires can get together and smell each other's farts.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. It's ridiculous. I don't understand why we all just go like, all right, hope you guys have a good time. Like, I guess people just aren't paying attention. I think if everyone paid attention and knew that that was going on, things would be a little different. But, mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's wrapped up in their own stuff. So, I mean, I'm not trying to judge anyone, but it's the kind of thing where it is infuriating that it's like, hey, you guys are just like the most important people on the planet, and we're just going to get you your nice flowers and your nice meal, and you guys pat each other on the back all afternoon, have fun, and enjoy getting richer and richer while the rest of us lose money.
She gets it. She understands.
Mm-hmm.
She understood the assignment.
Must be nice to be one of those guys is all I can say.
So I had a couple people yesterday tell me that they're not listening to the show anymore, and I thought they were both interesting. I wanted to kind of address both. The weird one was a guy who said, and you guys are my proof on this because you hear every word I say, I just can't stand your show anymore because all you talk about every day is being a part of Generation Jones.
What?
He's like, I'm so sick of the show being about Generation Jones. It's not a real generation. Someone made it up. You're the one pushing it. And I remember talking about it once a couple years ago that Generation Jones is something that someone made up. If you're born between like 1955 and 1965, which I'm 1964. And I think I mentioned it once like, oh yeah, it looks like I'm part of Generation Jones. This guy's never listening again because that's all we talk about on the show.
I've literally never heard you say those words until today. And I've been on the show, what now, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
I've literally never heard those words. I just got the most confused look on my face because I've never heard that phrase before.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of the DGS because all they do is talk about gardening like every minute of every show.
Right.
All they ever talk about is artichokes. What the hell?
Yeah, like, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but
the other one said, I can't listen to your show anymore because of the open hatred you have for conservatives. And I have to do this about once a year. But let me just be clear. I have no problem with conservatives. 99% of my votes since I have been sentient were for Republicans. I have trouble with subintelligent, racist, homophobic, fake tough guy, pseudo-Christian, patriot cosplaying a-holes. I'm fine with conservatives. And if what I just said triggers you, you might want to look in the mirror. But if you're none of those things, and you just vote conservative policies like Amy Markscores and Brad Young, I have no problem with you. Seems fair, right?
Yeah.
I would bet. I would bet that people who are the lefty equivalent of, I don't know what, MAGA or more than super MAGA, whatever, they probably hate us too.
That's
good
point.
We're not big fans of them either.
Good point.
I mean, you know, we're playing between the 20s.
Yes.
We're playing between the 20s.
Probably between the 40s.
Maybe.
I think I play between the 40s.
Yeah, I don't think, it's definitely midfield. So yeah, if you're a little too crazy either direction, you're probably not going to like us. But I think the vast majority of people are in that center. Which is, by the way, why elections go back and forth.
Right.
Because there's a large number of people that are movable, that will go back and forth, that will change based on circumstances and based on policy differences or experience differences. It should never just be, I'm automatically always voting one way. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. There's no way that can possibly make sense.
Agreed.
Now, it can make sense in a specific place, right? If you, like we've talked about all the redistricting. Well, if you live in a district where there's not going to even be an opposition party, well, then duh, guess what you're going to do? But it's like, I don't know. I feel like if you don't have any maneuverability at all, you're oversimplifying complicated policy.
Yes. Thus the subintelligent.
Yeah. I mean, and again, I don't think that many people are that. And I think a lot of people just... Look, you guys, what was it, yesterday or the day before, I was mad about the whole political thing because everybody's all about their emotions. It's about fear and anger and things like that. Well, a lot of us don't want to run based on the emotion because emotion is where you make mistakes, right? I mean, I get angry, but I don't make decisions when I'm angry because if I did, they'd be bad decisions.
You must have a narrow window for making decisions.
Well, you know, I set out about 10 minutes a day.
I was going to say, about 3 minutes a day.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't understand why it's that complicated.
Yeah. Well, we covered a lot of ground in the first segment. Again, happy birthday to my mom. Really missing her lately. Like I everyone does this, but I legit picked up my phone and called the number. Yeah. And her phone is in my house. Like, not turned on. That would have been extra double creepy. But, like, yeah, to everyone who lost one over the year, my condolences. Welcome back, DGS on KMOX.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
MOX, happy Friday. Thanks for all the birthday wishes on the stream. Really, really appreciate it. Wheels, you know the story when I was born?
I was not there, no.
So I had heard this from my family, but one of my first girlfriends, her grandpa delivered me.
Oh.
And when I met him, he said, I remember you.
Huh?
And what happened was...
He remembered you by name or by looking at you?
No, by name.
Okay, I'm like, damn, that's good.
And he, W.V. Roberson, delivered every baby, you know, back on the East Side during my era. And when I was born, I had the cord wrapped several times. And my mom was hemorrhaging. And they said, according to him, set the baby aside. Let's save the mom. And I was like black just from, I guess, lack of oxygen.
Right. Because you're getting, yeah.
Yeah. And so then one of the nurses said, look at the baby. And I was evidently pulling at, like, trying to get the cord. And so they were able to save me.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it was pretty touch and go.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Wonder how common that is.
I think it's fairly common, but it's like degrees.
Right.
Mine was pretty bad, I guess. Mm. So like it was literally choking me. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So Claire's is shutting down?
They are closing about 300 locations across the country, which is sad. For many reasons. I mean, I know you've been to Claire's, Dave. That's where you got your ears pierced.
Sitting there with eight-year-old girls.
I used to love to go in there and look at all their jewelry and all their different things. And then, you know, as an adult, I've taken my niece Catherine to Claire's and gone and picked out, like, eyeshadows and necklaces and stuff.
Sweet.
It's just, like, a fun nice thing that we got to have. I understand why they're not doing so great. You can get all this stuff for cheaper online, but there's something magical about going into a store like that, especially when you're a little kid.
Yeah. My magic store was McCrory's, which was at Eastgate, and it was like a five and dime, and they had a soda fountain where you could, like, they had toys and they had pets, like those little turtles, you know, and the little aquariums that your mom and dad would never let you get because they had bacteria, and a soda fountain where you could go sit down and order, you know, ice cream and such, and then you got to spin the wheel to see how much you paid for it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So it could be like a nickel. And that was like my special love McCrory's.
Look out.
Yeah, it was fun.
Was that in Roxana?
It was at Eastgate.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Eastgate sounds like it was so cool before I was born.
No, it was. It was like thriving. It was pretty cool.
It's kind of thriving. There's stuff there now. They brought it back.
I can't believe it's still going.
It's better now than it has been probably at any point in my life.
You know what I found yesterday going through some stuff? Hmm. An unopened thing of masks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it really was like a punch in the stomach. It really brought it all back. And those black masks, you know, that everyone had. And
yeah, I experienced that this morning as well. I was cleaning out the backseat of my car because I knew we were all going to drive to lunch and I didn't want to make Wheels and Andrew sit on a bunch of trash in the back of my car. But I had a mask back there and I was like, ooh, yep, those were the days.
Yeah.
I don't really have a lot of experience being in a car with trash, so I really appreciate you.
Just think of all the masks you have in there.
She's like, I felt right at home.
You know what's funny? That's the one thing I don't have. There was something that I was doing not long ago, and I was like, I would like to have a mask for this, and I could not find one.
Really?
I don't have any somehow. I'm shocked.
I low-key like the mask era. It's not like I don't like being recognized. I do. I like meeting people. I like meeting listeners. And it's not like I'm so famous that, you know, like I have to wear a mask like Michael Jackson or something. But I am shy enough that I sort of like the anonymity.
Hmm. You know? I understand. Yeah. I liked it because I could look terrible and then just put a mask on and nobody knows or cares. Yeah. Absolutely. Do that and a baseball cap. Ooh. Don't have to do anything.
Didn't mind that at all. No. Time for a break.
Man, that was great.
Nice.
Thanks again, everyone, for the birthday wishes rolling in on the stream. Very kind.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Again for all the birthday wishes. My birthday is tomorrow. My mom's 98th birthday is today. So happy birthday to Grandma Glover. She is huge in the DGS sky. Ricky Horton joins us. Hello, Rick.
Oh, a happy birthday to all involved as well. Now, that's awesome. All is good for me. I'm kind of in the middle of celebrating something different, the 85 Cardinal reunion, but really happy for you guys.
Amen, brother. I was going to ask you about that right off the bat. Just give me all your memories. Tell me, just what it was like.
So you think about playing for Whitey Herzog, and I am so grateful that I was in the time and space to play with one of the great managers of all time, a Hall of Famer, and I all deference to Tony La Russa and other great managers, but certainly Cardinal managers. But Whitey was the perfect guy for that place and time in the 1980s, the most exciting brand of Cardinal baseball I've been around. And I've been around some great teams, 2004, 2006, 11, of course. But boy, the 80s was fun with the running Redbirds, the good bullpen by committee, and the starting rotation that was so good. Really just a great era, and I've been celebrating with those guys. 22 former players are in town, and I went to a brunch this morning at the golf tournament for Cardinals Care yesterday, hung out with them at Whitmore Country Club, and it was a great event there. And honestly, I'm on cloud nine about reliving 40 years ago.
That team, Rick, obviously style of the time was completely different, but
yeah.
I always hate to bring it up because even though the World Series didn't go the way that you guys wanted it to and the way the city did, that's got to be one of the greatest Cardinals teams of all time.
It really is. You know, it's funny. I was asked for a video on the 85 reunion that I did actually with Dan McLaughlin. He asked me about, I thought, a great question, and I've asked this question of other people, including Todd Worrell, who was a centerpiece of that moment in Kansas City on that play at first base.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel? And I asked Todd 30 years later at another event, I said, how do you feel about that? And he said, it bothers me more now than it did 30 years ago. And I didn't understand that. But honestly, 40 years ago, now that I look back, it does bother me more than it did 40 years ago because it's 1:35 in the afternoon and I'm wearing my 85 World Series ring as I sit on my front porch. And I'm wearing that because that's very meaningful to me, but I do feel like I wish this was a World Series championship ring, not because of the stuff that goes with that, externally, but internally, because that group of guys that I've been with the last 2 days and will be with tonight and some will stay for tomorrow, those are brothers. Those are brothers that we were together with for 9 months. I love those guys. They're my best friends in the world, and I wish it would have ended differently. And so it actually bothers me more now in my older age than it would have 20 years ago.
Well, when you put it into perspective, too, so I just looked this up. I think it's 5 teams in Cardinals history have won more than 101 games.
Yeah.
And I think three of them, I believe, were back-to-back-to-back in the 1940s. And then you had, obviously, the 2004 team, which was 105 wins or 104 wins. So I think it's 4, maybe 5 teams in Cardinals history. So this goes back to 1882. Only 4 or 5 have won more games. And that's why I feel like that team, because of that World Series, doesn't have the place outside of St. Louis. I think here, Ricky, people know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I think so. No, we do feel it. Wheels, we do.
Yeah. When you ask people in another ball in a baseball town, they would not think of it because of the World Series, but that is one of the best seasons that any team has had in the history of the second winningest franchise in the history of the sport.
Rick, looking back, I've done Looking back, did you know it from the start? Did you feel something special even the spring training back in 85?
I mean, honestly, no. We came in third place in 1984, and we lost our best player, Bruce Sutter. Mm. So kind of like, no. I mean, not in spring training, but Whitey Herzog had the vision of having a team that ran, and he had a vision of having this bullpen by committee, which, by the way, he invented that phrase in 1985. Not that people weren't doing that in a way, but Whitey invented that phrase. And it became a thing, and you know the bullpen was a key moment of that because he said, "Look, Bruce Sutter's gone, but we're going to do it different ways. We're going to have Jeff Lottie and Ken Daly, and we're going to do it differently." And honestly, you know, Whitey's vision was there in spring training, but it didn't take place until you know months into the season where we realized, "Hey, this is a fun brand of baseball, and this is going to work." And you know, I'm obviously glad to be a part of that. I mean, the only guy of that bullpen by committee I did not see this morning, and I saw Pat Perry, I saw Joe Baver, Ken Daly, Todd Worrell. We didn't see Bill Campbell, and Bill Campbell, the late Bill Campbell, of course, was a big part of that as well, a veteran guy. But those guys I spent a lot of time with, and it was basically five or six relievers, not 15, doing it. We did it with five or six guys the whole year. And the first game that we lost in the ninth inning was the sixth game of the World Series in Kansas City.
Wow.
The
first game
we lost in the ninth.
Man, and it's crazy, you know, you say that, I just pulled up the page, Ricky. You're the one reliever that had the heaviest workload. Right. None of the other guys threw more than 65, 66 innings. You were at 89. But the reason you guys didn't need is because your starters were all your top three starters threw 275 innings.
Whoa.
269 and 241. Didn't need you guys that much.
No. So two of those three starters were at the golf tournament yesterday. John Tudor and Danny Cox.
Uh-huh.
And they deserve a lot of credit. But the sons of Joaquin Andujar are actually in town.
Oh,
they were
great
at the event this morning. They'll be at the ballpark tonight. I had a chance to tell both of those guys who live in New Jersey just how much their dad meant to us. So Joaquin was a huge part of that as well. But three guys that threw, you know, yeah, do the math. What's that, 800 innings between the three guys? And that made the bullpen's job a lot easier.
Yeah.
So, Rick, Maureen and I went to the game the other night, and she was an intern during this era. And she would work in the press box. And she was talking about, I'm like, who do you remember and who did you know? And she was talking about Danny Cox. I don't know if you'll remember this, but she said that you guys pulled a prank on him where you made it look like he was getting a GQ cover shoot.
Yeah. That was actually Joe. That was actually Joe McGrain, which makes it even funnier if you know Joe McGrain. But that totally happened. That happened in the mid '80s, and Joe was totally convinced that GQ was going to do a photo shoot for him. And the whole idea was they made him stand in the outfield on a 105 degree day in St. Louis on the turf and dressed in suits at the and they did a photo shoot that was totally bogus and he's sweating like a pig trying to do that, and they had him in center field, they had lights on him and the whole idea, and then they sent a letter to him later, and actually Tom Brunansky was involved in that prank and several others, but they sent him a telegram later and said, by the way, the joke's on you. This is not GQ. This is your teammates. And Joe, of course, had a great career in baseball and in broadcasting also, but he was totally pranked that day.
Was he mad or was he okay with it?
I think he was a little bit of both, frankly. Danny was our warrior. And I said this at the golf tournament yesterday at Whitmore. I said, look, Danny, George Kissel used to have a phrase, your teammate should be somebody you want to have in a foxhole with you. And I understand that that's an antiquated reference, but to our generation, it was not. It was, you know, we were after the greatest generation, but we were certainly deferential to the greatest generation. So the thought of being in a foxhole with somebody, who do you trust, was a very good analogy. And George Kissel, the great teacher of baseball, would tell us, you got to have your teammate should be somebody you want in a foxhole. Danny Cox would be that guy I would want in a foxhole with me.
That's great. Rick, if you could time machine Kissel to the modern day, would he last a week with his antics and his attitude?
That's a great question. I'm afraid he wouldn't, But I'm also afraid for the fact that the principles he'd be talking about wouldn't be caught. I mean, I think his method of delivering them would be antiquated, and it would be, oh, that's my grandfather, actually my great grandfather's story, and I don't connect to that because it doesn't have to do with, you know, video games and Taylor Swift and whatever. But because he would not be on that page. But the principle that were behind his phrases, his words, his teaching. Yeah, honestly, Grant Brown is a little bit like George Kissel because he uses these pithy sayings to try to get hitters to connect. I think that's kind of a cool thing about Grant Brown. He's not afraid to kind of be a little obtuse. And that's a teaching technique that George used, and I think Brant Brown's using it.
So, Rick, we haven't had you on since Brant Brown made some news on the Gas House game here and talked about Jordan Walker and some of the other guys being a little resistant to coaching. What are your thoughts?
So I was with Nick Leyva today. This is funny. I was with Nick Leyva today, and he said, do you remember what I told you in St. Petersburg, Florida? And he said, And I said, he was with his son, Casey, who was just a little kid at the time. And he said, yeah, you were pitching in a game. And I said, I went out to the mound and I told you, you know that curveball you're throwing? You should put that curveball somewhere. And I'm not going to tell you what he meant, what he said, but you should put that curveball somewhere. And so the last game of that year, I started throwing a slider and I got people out. And I reminded him of that, and he goes, yeah, I know. I've been trying to tell you that. And then the next thing you know, you end up in the big league. So sometimes you've got to get somebody telling you the truth that is hard, that you don't want to hear, that makes you better. And I think that's what Brant Brown's motivation is. Now, people can judge whatever they want, but I'm all for him doing that. I think everybody needs that. You may need it. You don't know you need it. You may not like it right away, but you'll like it later.
It's a fascinating thing, communication and delivering messages, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've seen it with Tony La Russa, and he had various ways of doing it. Obviously, all of the people that have been around baseball do, and you know, typically, I'm going to guess this is your experience, but you can correct me if I'm wrong. But typically, that kind of thought doesn't come out publicly until after it's been expressed a million times and not accepted.
Well, and that's the point of that moment this week. Yeah, that people is like, how dare he say that publicly? Well, wait a minute. You think that hasn't been said 500 times? And honestly, in that particular case, I do know that message had been delivered, and you know, by several people over several months, maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
So it's not. This is not. So you get to a certain point where. And by the way, Whitey Herzog was a master at delivering public messages that were really private messages to players, and you knew. So there's a method to that. And it's all about kind of delivery. Yes. But we're so kind of broad right now, and everybody's going to have opinions about it. But unless you're in that locker room, frankly, I don't care about your opinion. I really don't. I mean, because you don't know.
Last night on Redbird, either you or Paulie made this point. I thought it was a really interesting point. And he said, like, don't get too surly at Jordan Walker. Just put yourself in his place. He's been great since he was eight years old.
Yeah.
And, right. and you're going to trust your instincts. You're going to trust what got you there. You're great in high school. You had a great, you know, first year. It's difficult to just change things.
Yeah. No, that's true. So I love Jordan Walker. I love him to death. And I think Brant Brown said that same thing. I love Jordan Walker, but he's got to get better. And if he doesn't agree with what I just said right there, then we got a different problem. I mean, he's got to get better. He's not a five home run a year guy. I mean, he's not. Shouldn't be. So yes, he's got to get better. Now, whatever that means, that's on him to get better. You can't kind of handhold him into that. But sometimes you got to get that. You know, that wake up call thing. And I feel like, you know, it is very tough to deliver that message. And you almost seem like you're kicking somebody when they're down, because that's how our culture views that. You're bullying them. No, they're not bullying them. They're coaching him to be better than what he is because the potential is there. If the potential wasn't there, trust me, they wouldn't be wasting their time talking about it.
That's right. He'd be in the minors.
That's right.
Right? If the upside wasn't there, that's if the ability and talent wasn't there, that's then they're not going to spend 100% the time on you. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend, Rick.
You guys are the best.
I get in trouble from our boss because I let the music run too long. But that's just one of those ass chewings I'm going to have to take. I have too much respect for the song. You can't just jump in the middle.
I have told him before, that is one that he's just going to have to deal with.
Yeah. I'm just physically incapable. There's a right time to come in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Every song has its mark.
Every song, yeah, absolutely.
I was like, you're trying to change something he's been doing for 25 years. That ain't changing.
So we talk about the little drug park we have right across from us quite a bit, and there's some actual news.
Yeah, I mean, we were reporting on this yesterday. Sean Malone had the story that they're going to be closing that park. So if you're not familiar with downtown, this park is between 13th and 14th and between Pine and Olive. So it's that square between in the middle of all of those roads. So it's right across the street from our building. It's right across the street from the central branch of the St. Louis Public Library.
Soldiers Memorial.
It is across the street from the Soldiers Memorial. There are two schools across the street, one in our building, and then, Confluence Academy, which is literally right down the road from that.
Which I did not realize.
Yeah, and this is also a residential building. So all of that is going on, and you know, this is the way that Sean Malone reported on it, was referred to it as an open-air drug park. And that's what it is. I mean, if we look out that window every day, there are people passed out on the ground, splayed out everywhere. They get, according to our reporting, so KMOX is reporting, there are hundreds of 911 calls over the course of time for this specific area because people are ODing. And apparently now the plan is to close that park next week for just a week, just to clean it up. And it's, I think the story said, and to provide services to the occupants of the park. And I don't know if that means like things that will be in that park or if it means more like just help to maybe get somewhere else and get treatment and all that kind of thing. But that's the mayor's plan. Obviously, it's nice to see something being tried, but I just don't know what it means.
Or even acknowledged.
Yeah, I mean,
it makes you feel crazy when you see it every day.
Yeah.
And you see cops drive by and I don't know. I mean, I know that
there's nothing they can do.
No, that's not true. They really? Could arrest the people dealing drugs and cut it off at the source.
I guess the question is, can you, by a look, can you tell who is dealing and who is just chilling?
The people rolling up in their cars and then handing drugs out of the window that show up several times.
Last Wednesday, I was here and saw two drug deals happen within about 30 seconds in front of our building at the Blue Awning.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have definitely seen the people. I'm not saying it's all dudes, but they were dudes the times I saw it. That get out, go to the center of the park, people gather around them, and then they go back to their car and drive away.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, this same thing, so this is where it is now, right? It's in this park that's in that little spot. But for how many years, Dave, was it just in the Fireman's Memorial Park? And that's literally kitty corner from the one we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's just moving from one place to the other. For a while, it was at City Hall and by Stiefel and all of that, and then they put up the gates. And then that moved over basically to where it is now. It just moves around.
It's funny that you say kitty corner.
Yeah.
Here we say catty corner.
No, that's not catty corner. That's wrong.
Or at least in South Roxana.
No, it's the same. I think it's a regional thing.
Yeah.
Catty corner. That's how I always said it, too.
Yep.
We say diagonally.
I'm sure you did.
Diagonally, yeah.
I know, Alton, you're very precise about mathematics.
Yeah. Diagonally. No, we say catty corner.
But it's just interesting, like, what every time we have this conversation, I always ask the same question. What do you do? I mean, you can close that park, they're going somewhere, and they're probably going to go together because when they're together, that's when the drugs come in. Mm-hmm. And then people figure out where they are, and you know, that it's a supply and demand thing, right? Where there is a supply, there will be the people, and where there are the people, there will be the supply. How do you shut it down? And you can't, again, you can't just put people in a van and put them somewhere in the wilderness. I mean, like, you know,
almost like, remember in The Wire when they said you can deal drugs here, but you can't deal them here. I think downtown is important, sufficiently important that you should have a task force. And I've seen Starsky and Hutch too much, but you should have a task force to target downtown. Like, if you want to do it somewhere, that's their problem, but you're not going to do it downtown St. Louis.
Yeah. Their eyes, now
I'm falling.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.